This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis says he wants the state's cities to be built more densely. He says that's a more sustainable alternative to
endless exurban sprawl, meaning we're going further and further out, more cars on the road, longer commute times, higher cost to live close, and lower quality of life for everybody.
Polis says more tightly packed cities will also be more affordable. The governor says he'll make housing affordability a top priority in the legislative session that starts next week. Conventions have come back to Denver, and that's a boon to downtown hotels. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
During the pandemic, conventions ground to a halt. The convention center was turned into an overflow hospital, and now convention traffic is about 70% what it was in 2019. Greg Leonard runs the Hyatt Regency Hotel across from the convention center.
It's hard to be anything but optimistic right now. We went through some rough months, year and a half, 2 years. Certainly this year has been very positive.
Walmart had a convention. So did the Society of Biblical Literature, which brought 8,000 people. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The French ambassador to the U.S. recently visited Colorado to honor two Denver area schools for their language immersion programs. Philippe Etienne said multilingual efforts are an important part of developing a global economy.
To learn French is also to open doors to new opportunities. More broadly, we are not advocating only for French. We are advocating for multilingualism, for teaching more foreign languages.
The Global Village Academy charter schools in Aurora and Douglas County were the institutions honored by Etienne. This is CPR News and KRCC.